I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. A top priority for you and Senate Republicans is getting kids back to school. Who shares that view?
Virtually everyone in our state has come around to this view. Parents, certainly, children. I think many teachers. The governor has been working on the same issue. Really, it's just a matter of convincing teachers and the teachers union that it is safe to get back in school, and it is unquestionably safe to do so. Research says that. Our own experience here in Washington says that. And we know that, you know, this is really a lot of talk about equity in this session. This is the equity issue of our time. You know, 60 to 70% of our children are not in school. We know that's harmful for them academically, emotionally, socially, and that is disproportionately harmful to children who have historically been disadvantaged. This is a top issue for us, and we're going to keep pushing on this issue. Related to that is, how do we get the rest of our society open? We've been waiting for weeks now for the governor to do something to show us a path forward. Frankly, we're tired of waiting, so we're going to offer a solution.
That solution calls for opening at 50% capacity now and 100% in 3 weeks if local health officials say it's okay. Are you also saying people can stop social distancing and wearing masks?
We're not suggesting that all of a sudden we go back to life as normal, you know, before COVID. It just means we have the opportunity that people individually are making good decisions to keep themselves, their families, their neighbors safe. And we should trust them to continue to do that, but give them the freedom to operate their lives, you know, more fully and safely.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.